Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
I'm down with it.
Okay, cool.
That works. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess that's it. I guess we should just start. It's Friday. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre, everybody. The show where we get to talk about everything in geek and pop culture news, brought to you by the good folks over at Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. I am Kyle Malone, joined by my wife once again, Christine. How's it going, sweet?
It's fine.
I have gotten a haircut and
a beard. I was just about to mention that.
Like, I know the hair's not styled or anything, guys, yet. I still got my part down the middle and I'm not.
You don't know how to style your hair yet.
100% sure on what I'm styling it with or for, but it's done. So, well, I'm happy at least to get the stuff cut off. So, yeah.
A little more
that.
Manageable.
Yeah, a little bit more manageable. I'm supposed to plug other things. Oh, the YouTube channel, LRMonline.com and genreverse.com, and of course the LRM Online YouTube channel and the Genreverse Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from, like, share, follow, subscribe, all those words people are supposed to say. I am tired of wearing these around my neck, even though I'm going to have to put them back on here in a second.
Your lap is fine.
We got some trailers to watch today and some Halloween stuff to talk about. And we'll kind of see what else we get into. But, you know, it is Halloween, and I went ahead and put some of the Ghostbusters stuff up behind me, moved the anime stuff over there, switched the Kingdom key out for them, I'm trying to figure out how to point on mirror mode and
yeah,
camera.
Yeah, I know, right?
But the
Leslie's there.
Halloween key and all of that. Yeah, my custom pops from my cousin Amber.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We get to talk about some favorite horror movies that we want to suggest to you guys. We're going to be suggesting a couple of comedy horror movies for the audience to watch over the weekend. And then next week we'll suggest a couple of more movies. But yeah. Christine, if I say the words Resident Evil to you, what do you think?
I think of video game first, but
most people do. Most people do, but there is a series of like movies, I guess you could say, one of which was actually a decent zombie flick, but a god awful Resident Evil movie. But the rest of them all sucked as both. There were awful zombie movies and awful Resident Evil movies in my mind. Mm-hmm. But we're getting a new series, which takes a completely different approach to the source material, to Wesker. It's following him and young kids. I think one or two of them are his, and I think someone else is like a friend or something like that. But it's completely different. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, we have Welcome to Raccoon City, which is a movie with too long of a title. Again, fuck you, Sony. Can you guys not? I mean, just Resident Evil, Raccoon City.
I don't know. I mean, look at freaking anime titles.
I don't like the.
Yeah.
I look.
This ain't bad considering how some of those anime titles are. You
remember
know?
The day of anime titles like Tenchi Muyo.
Yeah.
Inuyasha. Gundam.
Yeah.
hold on. Let me give it its proper, at least English. Mobile Suit Gundam. Like, I'm like a three or four word type person, and that includes the subtitle. So if you waste two words up front, you got two more. Like,
you're funny.
And depending on the amount of ofs and these or those types of filler words, I might allow you one extra. Like Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings was too much. It should have just been Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But, I mean, I don't know. You're the one that gets tongue-tied and, you know, and all that. So I'm sure that's part of it.
I hated that stuff
before then. Okay.
But almost as
you complain about
a
lot of things, and I don't remember you ever complaining about that.
I have, indeed.
I'm sorry. I must have tuned you out. I'm sorry.
Probably. Just like the one where I complain about numerals subtitles. Like Iron Man 2 looks completely out of place.
Yeah, I remember that. You complaining about that.
On my damn shelf compared to everything that's got regular titles. So Christine and I have not watched this. A lot of people were complaining about the, I don't want to say the effects, but the aesthetics, if you will, the way certain characters look, the way costumes looked, all of that stuff. Really, only 720. Way to go, Sony. But yeah, we'll go ahead and take a watch, and I guess we'll react. Isn't that what the kids call it?
Yes.
You hear it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it? I thought stories didn't have beginnings. Okay, I couldn't tell if that was meant to look like found footage, like a cell phone, or not. Not true now. We need to expose Umbrella. Okay. I'm afraid, Claire. I'm afraid of what they're gonna do to this town. I think that's the reporter in the jail. People are getting sick. Or is that supposed to be Chris, her brother, messaging him? No, that's the reporter. Okay, police station, dogs, the garage.
Of course,
there's
yeah,
a lot
that's
of
always...
things I'm seeing from the games here.
Yeah.
Zombies look okay. Look okay. Costumes look passable in full motion.
Mm.
Really, this song? I just realized what song they're playing.
Oh, I was ignoring it.
Oh, man. I'm going to turn it down because hopefully we can still keep it in. Split up. Not a fan of the song choice. It seems like
it doesn't fit.
Everyone wants to use some sort of poppy song to go with their movies these days. It's a classic Resident Evil scene. Hmm. Okay. Some of the zombies don't look quite right. Some of the creatures. I did not like that CGI dog. Whoa. That was real bad looking. Okay. This looks like it belongs on Netflix or Amazon, right?
Oh, I wouldn't insult Netflix like that. Netflix is kicking ass.
No. That looked like Stranger Things CGI.
Oh, okay. That's what you. Okay, I was like an insult to the wait a minute.
I mean,
no, they've got
CGI.
They've been pumping out trailers like crazy.
Yeah, no.
They got some good stuff coming out.
The quality.
Okay.
Of it.
I don't know. I still think that's.
Huh. What do you think?
Yeah.
Eh.
You get a grunt. I'm not even going to grade it. You get a grunt.
I'll say this. Kudos for using straight game imagery.
Yeah.
You're in the city, you're in the mansion, you've got the characters. I would say bravo for trying to keep the story intact. You know, you've got the incident at the mansion, which is separate from what's going on in the city, what the reporter's doing, mm-hmm. what Chris and the team of stars are doing at the mansion is different than what Claire and Leon are about to go through at the police station and in the city and underneath it. Yeah, guys, that Sony. Fuck, guys. Can you guys do something
always,
right?
Always shitting on Sony.
Well, it's well, them.
This is definitely. But I'm just saying, like, it's like you can't. It's not like you're like doing it on purpose because this is
they don't
justified.
Give me a choice.
Exactly. It's like you're not working hard enough.
They don't give me a choice. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah. With this one, I will say, yeah, you're right about, you know.
It just looks
shame
cool
on you,
it just,
Sony.
Like I said, it's there's the effort, and I was one that was like, yeah, I can kind of see why people have concerns about these images, but they're still framed. They're going to be lightened and stuff, so you could see certain details, and not everything's done in post. And I'm gonna say I have a feeling that this will be passable because of the game moments, but I don't think it's gonna be good. And it makes me wonder what type of effort they put into the series, because if the series is as CW as it looks, again, it's focusing on these younger Resident Evil characters aimed at, you know, young adults, teenagers, and while teenagers are a big part of the game playing audience, it's not CW type stuff, and this is all like supermodel kids and supermodel dad, and it's I got it, the characters in there are all supermodels, good looks for the movie as well, but the aesthetic, the look, the age, all gears towards that CW feel, if you know. So
yeah.
Oh god. Guys, look, the best zombie movies out there aren't Resident Evil movies, and the best
true.
The best games Resident Evil's got are the best stories Resident Evil's got are the games. So
true.
Stick if you want Umbrella and all of that. The first movie's good. This I'm gonna see it. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
I don't have faith that it's gonna be very very good, but you know, November 24th. Is when it hits. I guess I can show the nice little poster. Woo, see, poster, yay. Yeah. Okay. Resizing window. Yeah, Christine, we'll see. See, I don't know. I don't even know if I want to see
this.
See,
the thing is, they don't even make it. I mean, it kind of looks more action-y, so it's not even really that scary. Because, like, there was that time that you asked me the question, you got a fork in the road. There's Raccoon City on one side and there's Silent Hill on the other. Where are you going? And I'm like, based on this, easy choice is Raccoon City. Yeah. Did not. I'm sorry. I don't look terrified. Because when you ask me that question, I'm like, that's kind of hard, but I still don't want to go. Yeah, I still don't want to go to Raccoon creatures. City, but this seems like, oh,
yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways, there's another show that or another property that is a show that Christine and I are both real big fans of, and that's Lost in Space, and they also released a trailer. And yeah, I know it's kind of trailer heavy today, guys, but we'll get back to the scariness and Halloween thoughts in a minute. But Lost in Space is a lot of fun. Really enjoyed the first two seasons. It's kind of sad that this will be the end, but I'm hoping that they can wrap it all together nicely, tie it in a bow and deliver us a good send off for the Robinson family. It kind of sucks. You were like thinking, you know, when is it finally going to be just them and the doctor without anyone nearby? You know what I'm saying? So we haven't seen this trailer yet. We'll go to take a look. It's like, how much time can they spend lost by themselves now, but before trying to get back to humanity and all of that? We'll see and talk about it on the other side. Yay! Ready?
Yes.
Okay. See, we can compare CGI directly. Man, his voice has gotten deeper. If you're watching this recording, there's a chance things didn't work out the way I hoped they would. Okay. New December. Yay. Man, we got a bit busy November and December.
Busy season, like, of all. Yeah. Like, the end of the year.
Ouch. Yeah. He hit puberty hard.
He's growing up.
Grew up. I like it. They do really good with these trailers using good epic sound and music.
Mm-hmm.
What are the subtitles on?
I don't know.
Looks very, very dark. Looks like they're going to be alone and separated from each other quite a bit. More of the robot species.
This is my final transmission.
Okay. I'm down.
See, Netflix is better.
The CGI on this is still as about the same as we didn't see a lot in this trailer,
I know, but
when you see like all the robots in last season and stuff like that, it's very, very, very similar. So yeah, now that was a much better trailer. I enjoyed what we saw, but it's not necessarily 100% fair. This is, you know, three seasons in compared to Resident Evil's Welcome to Raccoon City being its technically its first, but to me it just kind of the Resident Evil thing looks like Sony was like, put something out now. I don't know why they own the rights. That's PlayStation stuff and Sony stuff, so I don't know why rush it. But Lost in Space, they take their time with it, or they've taken their time with it the last couple seasons. So yeah.
Yeah, and it's definitely a quality show, and mm-hmm. the trailer is showing that it's still gonna hold up.
What are you hoping to see at the end of Lost in Space? Like do you just want to see like a small resolution of the Robinsons, or you know, survivors of the Robinsons if they kill any off, getting back together before, you know, taking one last, you know, trip to see if they can make it home, or do you want to see them make it to not Earth but the new colony or
yeah, because that may be hard. At least, you know, them, I don't know, because I mean, I think with them uniting with the colony would be kind of, I don't know, too happy.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like, okay, yeah, that's, yeah, you wrapped it up a little too nicely, and you know, so yeah, just, I don't know, I probably not that, but
yeah, know, I like to... it's almost it would be too cliche for them to get back together and be like, we got one last jump, this is where we think it's going to be, and they hit the button or push the lever and off they go. That's very, very, very cliche, but it almost fits, because like you said, if they make it to the colony, is it too happy? But
yeah, because then you gotta tell story on that, because like, well, thinking of the the end of Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was still a lot going on, even though they reached Earth, where they were going to settle and everything. Mm. And then it's like they got all this stuff, all these things to fill in for the audience. So it's like, I don't want that for this show. So I just think it's too lengthy.
I think there's a way to split the difference. Battlestar, you're 100% right. What I would have done for Battlestar is when they arrive at Earth, you would see... Twilight, is that what it is before it goes to nighttime, or is that before it goes to morning?
I don't even remember right now. Evening,
you'll see the dusk line, right?
Yeah,
and so people would be thinking, okay, as the dark side comes around, or are we going to see lights? Because you would be expecting to see lights cross. It'd be like the U.S. because that's one of the biggest brightest spots on the map. Easy to make out, right? So you'd see the dusk line as that comes into view, and you'd be like, oh my god, they made it to Earth. Is it when is it? And as it turns, it would just be black, you know, just the darks, letting you know that there are no humans there, and that's,
or at least no like advanced,
right? And then tech. It would have been them signing off on the Galactica and the ships heading to Earth, and there would have been just a thing about, yeah, there's lots of animal life, but we don't detect any technology. Again, leaving it questionable of whether or not they would see advanced humans or prehistoric humans, and then you don't ever show them on it. So with this, maybe they could split the difference and show them arriving to a busy colony, like spaceport, if you will, with ships going in and out.
So it's not necessarily the final destination, but it's like a stopping point.
Well, no, it's that like that colony that they're trying to get to, but it's
not
the colony ship that's trapped, but the actual planet. They already have people on that planet where the final destination, like they jump into there and it's like, are we here? And then you see another ship fly over and they see the spaceport and it's just like, okay, they made it. What about something like that where you don't see them go interact with people? No one's like, oh, welcome back, Robinson. It's just like, you know, they made it.
I don't know. I think leaving it open would be a lot more fun for me, where it's kind of like, okay, we're gonna do this again. And then it kind of like cuts where it's like, you don't actually see them.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I was just saying the only, and that can land very, very well. Like I said, it's just, it's so cliche. So it's like,
I know, but
if you do it, like, can you do it without it feeling like, okay, yeah, that's what I expect. But the other way, it's like a risk of corniness. So
yeah,
what are you gonna do?
It's like everyone's so happy. Oh my god! And it's like your positive emotions are making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, we'll go ahead and unless you had something else you wanted to add to it. No, okay. Lost in Space, December. I can't wait for that. In the meantime, let's take a quick word from our sponsors over at Grow Generation.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Grow Generation is your one-stop shop for hydroponic grow supplies, product systems, and more. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the episode, Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Christine, there was a bit of a surprise, and before we talk about our Halloween movies, because this is somewhat related.
Some spookiness.
Yeah, there's some spookiness here.
Witches and
you
stuff.
And I were, yeah, exactly. You and I were big fans of WandaVision. A lot of people... various degrees of enjoyment out of it, but you and I really liked it. We tempered our expectations. We saw a lot of really fun things in there with the magic tricks and the parallels to real life stage magic, to how they were doing the show. And everyone's been wondering what would happen with Agatha, Catherine Hahn's character, as she's left in the Hex world, and it looks like there is a spinoff series for Agatha Harkness in the works.
Love it.
For Disney Plus. Okay, you already said love it. What are you envisioning her journeys through the magic world, her early life, a little bit of both, where
a
she might tell
both.
Some stories or something?
Yeah, I'd like to see you know, cuz I love the character. Mm-hmm. Love her personality. She's so much fun. She's not like Captain America, where he's just like, you know, so good and wholesome, and which is not a problem, but you don't want that for every character, you know, or, you know, it's like, she just kind of has like, she's very gray, you know, and I like to see more of that. I like to see, you know, what her future holds and, you know, maybe get some glimpses of the past. And, but yeah, I don't want like an origin story or anything.
No, we got a variation, her side of her origin story.
But yeah, like you can throw in a little origin stuff. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Just not make it the whole thing. Because it's like we keep doing, like we've done that for decades where it's like, okay, here we go. We've got Spider-Man. Let's tell the story. And then you do it again and tell the story. And you're just like, we don't need to do that. Just stop. Yeah, just get into the good stuff, you know, juicy details and...
Just the good parts.
Just the good parts, yes.
The one thing that this brings up, and I'm going to say the name Mephisto, and everyone out there likes to freak out because of what a lot of stuff that happened during WandaVision. But go back and listen to Nick and our reviews on Marvel Multiverse Mayhem back then. Marvel Multiverse Mondays, I think it was. But while I still thought we would get a name drop or a more concrete reference to him in WandaVision, I've continuously said that they're using so much material that not to use him would almost be insulting to the people that wrote those stories, to the people that created the character, to like all the artists and like all of it that goes into it. Because not only what you saw with the West Coast Avengers and Vision Quest stuff and Agatha things in WandaVision, you now have one more day legitimately being borrowed from for Spider-Man No Way Home. She had a lot to do with Mephisto. The whole Wanda thing was basically her trying to play a good hand against Mephisto using Wanda and all of that. And she is gray, and depending on who's writing her, she can bounce back and forth between good and bad, self-centered, selfless. It's a very fluid character to play with. But this is yet another opportunity because of all that dealings that she does have, the history she does have with Mephisto in the comics.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a sign that makes it more likely he is in the MCU's, you know, at least in their brain right now?
I hope so. You know, I guess there's really not much to say on that, but I hope that they use him and, you know,
excuse me,
maybe do something with her and him on that, you know?
Yeah, like, I have this odd idea of the, you remember the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? Not the greatest movie in the world. Not the worst either.
Yeah, it was a movie.
Yeah, it was. It's okay to watch once, maybe twice, if you were like at an army going away party or something like that, and it was on. You're like, yeah, okay, we could watch it. Sure, sure, why not? But I kind of got this idea of that these two working together, but also working against each other constantly, right? So Agatha gets tasked by Mephisto to do something, and then she finds a way to use it for her own things, and he's on to some of the stuff that she does, so he's like trying to curtail it without tipping the hand that he knows what she's doing. That type of thing, that backstabbing, conniving double agent type thing. What do you think about that?
That'd be fun. I'd like to see that.
Cool. Yay, me. Yep. I get a story credit.
Sure you do.
So yeah, that was you know, the whole reason why, you know, Halloween, like Christine said, witches and stuff, devils and demons and Book of the Damned and Dead and Darkholds and all of that. How is that not Halloween?
Exactly.
So
There's another witch story. I don't know if you want to.
Oh, talk yeah, about. We could bring that up. The real quick, the Riverdale's Sabrina spinover. did it go up yet? Do you know?
No, I didn't put it up yet, but okay. I did write on it. I've scheduled it. But yeah, Over if you want to
mymind.com.
Yeah, my source was Entertainment Weekly, but it's on Bloody Disgusting as well.
Well, tell us about it while I bring it up.
They're gonna bring back Sabrina Spellman for or you know, bring her in to Riverdale for the season 6 episode 4. Little crossover. I can't remember the name of the title for the episode, but I know I put it in there. But yeah, she'll be coming around, and I'm excited to see it. I say it in there. I'm not a Riverdale fan, so I really don't know what's going on, but I do want to watch this episode. I also rant a little in my piece about the fourth season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and how I was unhappy with it, but I am glad that, you know, we're gonna see her. I don't know where she's going to be in it, obviously. Yeah. There are not going to be a lot of details just yet. It comes out November 16th for season 6 of Riverdale. So, yeah, we'll get to see her soon. And, yeah.
I'm excited about that, mostly because I like the character, and I felt like she got done wrong. That final season, you could definitely tell it was not supposed to end there. We were supposed to get one more. I kind of hoped that they would give us like a maybe like a two-part, like one hour, you know, or 2 45-minute finale, like true finale. And I already told you what I think is going to happen here. She's going to get brought back somehow, some way for a quick little thing, but it's only temporary. She'll have to go back.
She's got to go back, to see Nicholas.
Exactly. Dude offed himself to get to her and stuff. It's and
intense.
Yeah. Well, they're an intense bunch over in
Greendale.
Greendale. Thank there you. You go.
Okay.
So, that's what I think is gonna happen. Then at the end, she's like, "But my love is over there, in the weird heaven purgatory or whatever waiting room she's in,
the afterlife.
Afterlife. Well, yeah, whatever
section wherever
it is. Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying it's impossible for it to not generating enough buzz for Netflix to consider, you know, something thing, but would you even want it to come back now? Would you even like say this did inspire Netflix to resurrect her for one more season? Like, I don't even want it at this point. They already tore down the house.
Exactly. It would be weird because, you know, Nicholas offed himself to be with her, and it was just weird because it's like, you know, the Spellman Cemetery has special soil,
mm-hmm.
and Aunt Hilda has come back multiple times, so it's like, why didn't you try that? She bled to death in the end. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not like, you know, like, why, they didn't even say that they were, you know, going to attempt it or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's like, why didn't you just put her in the soil and wait for her to dig her way out? And instead they're like,
yeah,
they just, you know, put her in a coffin. They put both Sabrinas, since mm-hmm. she was split, and they've got them both buried, and it was just like, okay, that was weird. So
yeah, it was all rushed, pointlessly
sloppy,
sadly. Feel bad for the cast and crew, and
yeah,
but it's the nature of the entertainment beast. So yeah, with Halloween, you know, horror movies are always on the menu here at the House of M. I said that yesterday at the Malone house. Comedy horror is one of my absolute favorites, because mm-hmm. I love to laugh, and I love horror, so why not put the two together? And as people like Danny McBride doing the new Halloween films, and Jordan Peele have proven, amongst many others, comedians, funny people, make the best scary stories, or at least have a really good eye for horror. Mm-hmm. You know, there's ups and downs for the last Halloween movie, and Peele's films have also ups and downs, but regardless, the fact that they've got the eye and the talent for even making the transition at all, because the average person that watches comedies doesn't, they're not always into horror the way like you and I are.
Yeah, you know? And I'm sure, you know, for some people it's, you know, they don't like the gore, the ick factor of things when it comes to comedy horror. Because it's not really meant to be scary. You may mm-hmm. get like a few jump scares, but you're not going to feel uneasy watching them like you would other types of horror pieces, horror genres. So, yeah, for me, I'm the same. I like, you know, comedy horror. It's a lot of fun. Especially like if you're in a bad mood, and you know, like maybe you've had a rough day, you're stressed, but it's Halloween and you want to get in the Halloween spirit, but you don't have to, you know, traumatize yourself before bed. So you watch something like, you know, Happy Death Day or something like that.
It's a good one right there.
Yeah.
I like Happy Death Death Day. With that being said, why don't you, you know, do you have a movie in mind, like your go-to comedy horror that you would love for people out there to check out? What is your recommendation for that genre?
Probably that one. That was a great start. If you're not, you know, into horror, that's a great start.
Which one?
Happy Death Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Slasher flick. Not too gory.
Yeah. And then, like, there's another one, like, because you got them right there. Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, right there, that guy. Because it, you know, it starts off, it's like a college documentary feel. And, you know, so it's.
You were supposed to only do one.
I can't do just one. You know me. It's hard. So I had to, like, you know, there's an old one there, and then there's a new one there. So there's
that's
two to try.
That old. But, yeah, that's a good one. So
that came out when we were young adults, and we're not young adults anymore.
Anywho.
Sorry. Or at least it came out as teens or young adults. Because we watched it.
At Jake Morbid's house.
Yeah, and I was 18, 19 years old.
Yeah, we were married.
Exactly. So I'm saying
19 or 20 years old when we watched it then.
Yeah, so it's old compared to...
whatever.
It's not like old, like 70s old, but yeah, it's older.
Well, I've got an actual old recommendation.
Okay.
Return of the Living Dead. Classic zombie comedy horror, over the top gore. So if you don't like gore, you don't like body horror, don't watch this. But it is over the top funny. Every stereotype and cliche you can imagine. My favorite part is when the body parts in the body part storage facility start reanimating, and you've got like split animals that, you know, are for like diagrams and like medical uses, like back alive because of the zombie, you know, the military stuff that leaked out into the air. So yeah, that's my recommendation, and if I'm not mistaken, it's on HBO Max right now. You should be able to find it, at least in North America, on one of the major streaming services. I've seen it recently.
Okay, and if he's wrong, you can Google where you can find it.
Besides the fact that we have it and watch it that way, I did see it one recent night rolling through the horror section on one of the streaming services, and I think it was HBO Max. But
okay.
Christine's right. Google it or search it in case. Next week, I do want to talk about slasher flicks because Scream is one of the all-time... top. It often goes completely ignored with people saying, "Oh, it's a modern classic or something." No. Scream's a motherfucking classic.
Yes.
And it's required, and slashers are, like you said, with Behind the Mask, it's a really good entry to horror, because slashers are something that can really exist, serial killers and things like, not the supernatural ones obviously, but Scream wasn't supernatural. That was somebody using all the cliches from movies to end, which is funny because Behind the Mask does something similar. But yeah, so we'll talk about our favorite slasher flicks and talk about Scream specifically and why it is like essential Halloween viewing, and why the next film could actually be really, really, really good. So next Friday, Frights, as long as we're here, nothing bad happening. Look forward to something like that. You guys know what to do. There's social media information down below, lrmonline.com, genreverse.com. Like I said, we're expanding and growing. So bookmark both of those. The YouTube channel, lots of celebrity interviews. All of our podcasts from the Genreverse Podcast Network. Follow us on whatever app you get your podcast from. Also go up there, Breaking Geek Radio, the Cantina, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, and of course the anime shows, amongst a bunch of others. So yeah, check that out. Follow, subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. Thumbs ups and downses and whatever, guys. I'm done house cleaning. Christine, you got anything to say?
No, I'm good.
All right, everyone. It's been a good week. We got four episodes out this week. Sorry about, what was it, Wednesday, I think it was.
It's one of the days. It happens.
Hopefully next week we can get all five. And yeah, leave us some comments. Let us know what you guys are thinking about the show with Christine here. Whether you want us to, like, you know, fire Manny or not. It would be great if Manny does come back to have Christine on as a permanent third, which would be kind of cool, or a mostly permanent third.
Yeah.
Our son and work and stuff, you know, not preventing. So yeah, guys, with that, thanks. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.